Hi. I'm not sure if you remember me, but I live in the apartment a couple doors down. Yeah. Oh, I thought you would, but I felt awkward just assuming that. I mean, we talk sometimes, but it's usually just when we pass in the hall, so I wanted to make sure. I'm sorry to book you so late in the evening, but I'm kind of in the middle of a situation right now, and I was hoping that you'd be willing to help me. So, I actually kind of locked myself out of my apartment, and my roommate isn't going to be home until tomorrow morning. I wanted to ask if I could stay here with you, just for a little bit, please. Oh my god, thank you so much. Wow, it's really warm in here. It's really nice. Oh no, I wasn't outside for too long, probably just an hour and a half. I may have forgotten my keys at the gym. Well, they were getting ready to close for the night, and I didn't want to make them stay late, so I just left as soon as I could. And I guess I forgot my keys because I was so focused on making sure I had everything else. No. Since it's the gym just down the street, I usually just walk unless the weather is really terrible. Well, I didn't realize that it was supposed to storm like this. I thought it was supposed to be just a light rain, which I actually like walking in. This is a lot heavier than I thought it would be. I was completely soaked in less than a minute. Huh? Oh. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm getting water everywhere. Do you have a towel or something that I can borrow to dry off with? Okay, that sounds great. I'll grab one. Is the bathroom down the hall over there? I figured. I think we have the same floor plan. Alright. I'm going to go dry off so I didn't ruin your carpet. I'll be right back. That's better. I'm sorry again for getting water everywhere. Oh. Yeah, my clothes are still wet, but it's alright. It's not like I can go home and change at this point. I mean, yeah, it's cold, but I don't mind it too much. It's nothing I can't handle. Huh? What? I mean, you want me to... sorry. You kind of caught me off guard there. I'm pretty bad at picking up jokes. Oh. You're not joking? You really think it would be a good idea to grab some of your clothes? I mean, it would be warmer than wearing soaking wet clothes, but are you sure? Borrowing your clothes seems like it would be... I don't know. I feel like it would be taking too much from you. I mean, you're already letting me stay here for the night. I don't ask for more than I already have. You really wouldn't mind? Are you sure? Alright. Then, If you're sure, then yeah. That would be great. I would love to borrow one of your shirts. Sure, let me just take this off. Oh, it's okay, don't worry. Is there somewhere you'd like me to put it? Oh, yeah. If you want to toss it into the dryer, that would be really nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll wait here. Do you mind if I sit on the couch? Alright then. I'll wait for you here. Oh, thank you. Let me put this one real quick. It's very comfortable. I like that it fits me so oversized. Are you sure that you don't mind? Alright. If you're sure. Here, let me scoot over a bit so you have some room to sit down too. Yeah, sure. It'd be pretty rude of me to kick you off of your own couch, right? Much easier to talk to you when you're sitting next to me, too. What to talk about? That is a good question. Let me think on that for a minute. Oh, how about this? Do you rescue lost girls from the rain often, or am I just particularly cute when I'm a soaking wet mess? What can I say? I'm curious. I just want to know if you would do this for all the cute strangers that you see who are hopelessly locked out of their apartment, or if it's because I'm too cute to resist. No. I only flirt this much when I'm nervous. Well, of course I'm nervous. This is my first time in your apartment and I don't want to mess it up. Because I really like talking to you and I want to, you know, get to know you more, but this is definitely not what I pictured when I imagined my first time in your apartment to be like. In all honesty, though, I was thinking that it would be something kind of cute. Maybe like me accidentally getting some of your mail and bringing it to you. So we end up talking and getting lunch together. Well, it would be better than me interrupting your movie and getting water everywhere while begging you to spend the night. I think almost anything would be better than this. I don't know. I was hoping it would be a bit more smooth. I wanted to dress up a bit and look a bit more decent, you know? I wanted to woo you a bit. That kind of does sound like I would be asking you on a date, huh? Maybe there's a reason for that. Yeah. I'm saying that I want to ask you out on a date. Was it that obvious? Well, it's like I said, I really like talking to you and I think that it would be nice to get to know you more. Doesn't help that you're so handsome that I get weak in the knees every time I see you. Yeah. Every single time. What are you talking about? You look fantastic when you're getting the mail in your old flannel pants and no top. Well, I beg to differ. I think you look incredibly dateable when you've just woken up. Is that so? You think I'm a dateable mess too? Am I even more dateable now that I'm wearing your shirt? Yeah? Then, if I were to ask you on a date right now, what are the chances that you would say yes? Depends on the date. How about we watch movies together while there's a terrible thunderstorm outside and I'm locked out of my apartment? Why not? What's better time for a first date than right now? We're already here. I'm in your apartment, wearing your clothes, and I'm going to be here until the morning. I think that having a movie marathon while sharing blankets and snacks sounds like a perfect first date. Well then, come here and bring that blanket with you. The first thing that you're gonna learn about me tonight is that I like cuddling, especially when I'm cold. The second thing? Then, what was the first thing? Is that right? So, you really like the way I look in your clothes, huh? Am I that cute? You know, this isn't how I expected our first day to go, but I'm pretty happy that it is. I don't want to sound like a weirdo, but every morning, well, it was not every morning, but most mornings when I would be having breakfast in my kitchen and I would look out the window, or maybe I was washing dishes or doing whatever, and I would see you going out to get your mail or throw the trash out or whatever you would do in the morning. I'm sure you have your routines, but every time I saw you out there, I just couldn't help to think, wow, what a handsome neighbor that I have, and we barely ever talked. Right, I know. We met so many times, but I don't know why, we just never, like, gave our phone numbers or anything. I was just too shy, to be honest. You were so pretty, and most times that we ran into each other, it looked like a mess, so I was very embarrassed. I just wanted to go home fast. I didn't look like a mess. Well, from my point of view, I looked very bad. Most times that we ran into each other, I was either running to the store to grab something or, I don't know, walking my dogs too. That happened a couple times. I always look so bad when I walk in the dogs. You think I look cute? You could have told me that, you know. Every time we interacted, it was just, hi, hello, goodbye. I was so embarrassed. My dogs? I do have two dogs. Well, you've seen them already. They seem to really like you. Oh, the brown one is called June, and the black one is called July. I know. Aren't they cute? Almost as cute as me? You're such an idiot. You really know how to talk to a girl, huh? Anyways, do you have any pets? No, none at all. That's a shame. I love pets. You love them too, but you just don't have any? That's fair, I guess. Pets are a big responsibility, you know? This is probably a weird question, but I need to ask, and I forgot to before, but I take it you're not in a relationship where there's no girlfriend or boyfriend or anything? I know, I had to ask just in case, but I'm glad to hear that. I'm also not in a relationship or have anybody. I do? Oh, I have you now? Yeah, I guess you're right. I do have you now. Whatever that means. What do I want it to mean? Good question. Well, from my perspective, you're really, really handsome and successful, I take it, and kind and loving person, so if you were to ask me, I would say whatever you want, whatever you choose, I would be down. It would be a bit strange to start dating from our first date, right? I mean, I don't know really, I'm not very experienced on going on dates and all that stuff, but from what I hear, people don't just start dating and getting into a relationship from the first date, right? They can. I mean, sure they can, but well, if you want it that bad, then you didn't mean it like that. I know, I'm just joking. But really, I wouldn't mind doing anything. I've told you already how I was slightly stalking you from a few months ago, but that doesn't have to mean anything, right? A few months ago? Yeah, did I not tell you? What? I mean, you moved in like, what, 3 months ago? Of course I noticed. I saw you from like the first day when you were moving in stuff. Well, I would have helped, but you were so stunning and I was a bit taken aback and I was so sure that you would have someone with you. You've never dated since you've been here? I was so sure that a person like you, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Anyways, back to what we were talking about, dating, right? To be honest with you, I don't really know how people realize when it's time to date someone. I guess you're right. People, like, test the relationship, like, going on more dates and doing stuff. Well, to be fair, we have the whole night together, and it's not really like we can just leave the house now and go on another date and do something else. I think I have a good idea of what we could do. What is it? I mean, just look at us. I'm in your apartment, on your couch, with the whole night ahead of us, not being able to leave the house. Yeah. What better way to test a relationship than this, right? Come here, baby. You taste so good. You don't know how many times I imagined doing this. You look so hot walking out there with no shirt on. God. Sorry, I'm rambling too much. I can't believe we're doing this. Yes, baby, get on top of me. Fuck, you're so hot. Take my shirt off. I took the liberty of leaving nothing underneath. I know you didn't notice. You were so distracted with your movie. Well, now you can check it for yourself. Come on. Take it off. Do you like what you see? It's all yours, baby. Do whatever you want. Come on. Take your clothes off too, I need it already. Fuck, you're so hot. Come on, baby, do it. I can't wait anymore. Fuck. That feels so good. I didn't know you could get even hotter. Oh my god. Of course, babe. Touch whatever you want. I'm all yours tonight. Keep going, baby. That feels so good. I always knew you would be good at this. With those muscles of yours, I could already tell that you go to the gym often. You must get so many girls. Not anymore, though. You're mine now, baby. You're all mine. And I'm gonna have you whenever I want. And nobody else will get to have you like this. Right? Say it to me, baby. You're mine, right? Only I get to have you. That's right. back. Keep going, baby. Don't stop. God. Keep going like that. Go harder. You're so fucking hot.